USA Radio News.
President Trump has plenty to say about his final face-to-face with Joe Biden before the November election. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Ahead of the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump continued his criticism of both the moderator and changes to the format from the Commission on Presidential Debates. Speaking with reporters outside the White House, the president commented on moderator Kristen Welker and the fact that the candidates will have their mics muted for certain parts of the debate.
Well, I think the mute is very unfair. And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased. But that's my life.
The final debate before the election takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Is the November election shaping up to look like what some say 2016 was? High-level officials from the FBI and other organizations have released information about Iran and Russia that has them concerned.
We have already seen Iran sending spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest, and damage President Trump. You may have seen some reporting on this in the last 24 hours, or you may have even been one of the recipients of those emails. Additionally, Iran is distributing other content to include a video that implies that individuals could cast fraudulent ballots, even from overseas.
That is Christopher Wray with the FBI. United States Supreme Court has allowed the state of Alabama to prohibit voters from casting their ballots curbside. Alabama's Republican Secretary of State expressed his concern for ballots that would not be physically placed in the drop box. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
COVID-19 continues to interrupt everything from school to jobs and now Halloween and Thanksgiving. Jay Butler spoke at a CDC press conference and reiterated what has been said over and over and over again.
Another factor is that smaller, more intimate gatherings of family, friends, and neighbors may be driving infection as well, especially as these gatherings move indoors and adherence to face coverings and social distancing may not be optimal. I recognize that we are all getting tired of the impact that COVID-19 has had on our lives. We get tired of wearing masks.
Butler emphasized that a vaccine is getting closer to being available. Again, our top story is tonight's debate. Former White House Press Secretary for George W. Bush, Artie Fleischer, spoke on Fox News today and had some advice for President Trump.
My advice is you're not running against Dr. Fauci. You're not running against Hunter Biden. You're running against Joe Biden and what he'll do to America. And you have to first make the case that his ideas are so liberal they're going to hurt America, and that Biden has lied. Now, he might be lying here, too, about the computer and never meeting with anybody from Burisma. Joe Biden doesn't tell you the truth.
And the electric car company Tesla has had a whopper of an earnings period. Profits jumped 105% from 2019, well ahead of its estimate, while total revenues climbed nearly 40% to nearly $8.8 billion. The goal is to produce 500,000 vehicles by year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.